On affordable housing, I think that the city is doing much better. I think since we've gone to voucher system and the Ann Arbor Housing Commission is making a major effort to just to demolish residences that are unacceptable and to build new and to build more. So I think that we're going in the right direction, that council is going giving more money and has urged the DDA also to give more money. As far as I think that developments like on Pauline, where Avalon just recently, about a year ago, finished a project, and the project on Green Road, Baxter, that are small and that don't, that integrate people into the community as opposed to making a ghetto, I think is very important, that they are part of the community and that we see them interacting with us and not set aside in some small area. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't add a whole lot to what's been said already. It's a huge topic. I'm really proud that Ann Arbor has the commitment it does to affordable housing. The way you get affordable housing is for the neediest is subsidies by either the taxpayers, others in the building. If you require a developer to build affordable housing, that cost gets shifted to others in the building. So it's a very tricky thing to achieve, and I'm glad we are committed to helping that. I think a lot of times when we talk about affordable housing, we're thinking of more affordable housing or workforce housing as well. Again, it was mentioned transit, transportation for homes, for families, is the second greatest expense after your housing. So the fact that we expanded the bus system is a great boost to affordable housing and affordability. The issue of accessory dwelling units has also been brought up to increase our stock of affordable housing. This has to be looked at very closely. So I look forward to a more robust discussion.
Thank you.